community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
When you come into the main site at Latitude, you park your car and you walk through the woods towards the bridge and the main area, and there are hundreds and hundreds of art installations, and they are the work of people like this man, Dan Kitchener. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello there. We've seen you here before. We've seen you here for quite a few years. You've been coming here now.
Yeah, this is my fifth year of painting live in the woods, yeah.
And we're just looking around. Obviously, lots of trees and lots of massive canvases.
Lots of dust, and
lots of dust being kicked up as well, of course. Yeah. Now tell us, how did this actually start? Why are you here today, painting in the woods?
Originally, 5 years ago, I was asked to come and paint. And it actually was just me painting sort of all by myself up in the sort of ferns over there. You know, just doing a bit of live art for the general public, and then it sort of progressed into this much bigger sort of art installation where we've got several artists painting now. So it's kind of just developed over the 5 years, kind of thing.
Now you're part of a team this year, aren't you?
Yeah. So what? Me and the other artists.
Yeah.
I mean, we work for Lavish, so we're employed by Lavish, who are a French-based performing arts company. But it's four artists: Dale Grimshaw, Khan, can't think of his surname, which is very rude, and Tom, can't think of his surname. And myself. And basically, we're doing one 8 foot by 8 foot live painting each day.
Right.
So a total of 12. God.
We've been kicked about by the dust just a little bit at the moment. Yeah,
it's all adds to the artwork, obviously.
It's all part of the experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, why is it that you went into this particular branch of art rather than, I don't know, still life or whatever? I'm a bit of a doofus. I don't really understand all the different things, but I know not every artist is doing this kind of thing.
I mean, for me personally, I mean, I'm not speaking for the other artists, but I mean, I sort of really relish sort of diversity. So all my art, I mean, I do animations, I do illustration, I do sort of sides of buildings, I do street art. And you know, sort of live painting at shows and festivals is another part of just, you know, of what I do. So I don't like to be too specific about what I do.
A lot of people would think that this is a bit like urban art, graffiti, that kind of thing. But looking at it, it doesn't seem to be like that at all.
No.
It's not the same thing.
I think for Latitude, it's kind of the sort of the way we approach it is it's maybe using sort of modern tools like spray paint. Not predominantly. I mean, it's a mixture of brushwork, some spray paint, depending on the artist. But it's a kind of using a sort of maybe street art aesthetic, but with a sort of fine art sort of twinge to it as well, sort of tinge to it. So it's definitely not sort of street art, but it, you know, we're all professional artists, and some of us do a lot of street work, like myself and Dale.
And you're all art school trained, and you've gone through all this kind of stuff.
Yes. I mean, you know, art education sort of gives you the sort of opportunity to sort of cherry pick the sort of areas that you want to go into. I mean, I sort of cherry picked all of them and try and, because I just can't specify one area, but why should you anyway? Good to be diverse.
Actually, it's unusual for me to meet someone who went to art school who became an artist who's making art.
Well, this is actually true. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, you get a lot of people that do go to art school that don't sort of either don't pursue it full time or use it as a springboard to do other things, which is, I mean, each to their own. But for me, it's great that I'm actually, and Dale, for it. So, well, all four of us, we're all professionals and we're earning a living from it. So it's really good that we can do that, I think.
Now, when you're not at Latitude, what do you do the rest of the year round?
Oh, what don't I do? I'm painting. I mean, summer's like the busiest time for shows. So I'm at Bristol next week doing Upfest. So I've got an 85 foot by 65 foot side of a building to paint. I've got 2 days rest after this. And then I've got shows all over the UK in August. So September's looking a bit quiet. But I mean, I sort of paint in studios, in my studio. I do gallery shows. I do live events.
I'm just trying to get my head around 85 by 65 feet.
Four stories high by double the width. So, and then it's got a little bit of a sort of facade as well. So it's huge.
Is there any particular theme?
I'm going to it's a new piece I'm going to be doing called The Queen of Neon. And it's basically one of my sort of futuristic geishas. And I've got a fantastic model, Ayumi Lenore, who does... who's from Tokyo, and she basically models for me for my shoot, for my works. It's important to take my own photographs, but it's going to be basically her, huge, in a sort of futuristic Tokyo. So very bright, very neon, very vibrant.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. How long will it take to finish?
Oh, my God. Well, I've got 4 days, right. So it will take me 4 days. I mean, I'd ideally like more, but, I mean, you know, it's got kind of budget restraints and things and time, and I'll die if I spend longer doing it, basically.
That actually sounds really, really quick, 4 days.
It is really. Yeah. Well, to be fair, I think 5 days would be comfortable because it gives me time to sleep on it and then come back and refine it. 4 days, I'll do it in 4 days. It's not a problem. But I've got to mulch the wall as well to start with, which will take a day. So I've got 3 days. Yeah. Sorry, 3 days to paint it.
Okay, that's more like it.
Yeah. Speed painting. I mean, I kind of work quickly as well, so it's kind of, I mean, an 8-foot by 8-foot board almost takes, you know, it's, you have to be more considerate with it, perhaps, because it can be scrutinised more because people can go right up to it. But when you're painting huge, it's more about the overall. Yeah. So it's, as long as you get the overall impression, people don't look at sort of specific details in it so much. So, yeah, so it's all good.
Right, fine. And finally, is there anywhere on the web where people can come and have a look at your artwork, see what kind of thing you do?
Certainly is. www.dankitchener.co.uk, and then I've got links to Facebook and Twitter, etc., etc. Facebook's probably the best place to sort of follow me because I update that all the time. My website I don't because I'm lazy. So
there you go. If you're listening to this interview, then go to Facebook, search for Dan Kitchener, and start following, and then you can see the artwork as well as hear him talk about it. Dan, thanks very much, and enjoy the rest of the day. Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.